News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Can you imagine the feeling out there? Packing your suitcase ahead of your Italian holiday only to get a text saying your flight has been cancelled. Ryanair have been forced to do that, cancel a number of flights today due to another Italian strike, an air traffic controller strike. Joining me in studio is Ryanair's Chief Marketing Officer, Kenny Jacobs. Kenny, very welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
Exactly what is happening in Italy?
There's a two-day strike in Italy. So this is an air traffic control and transport strike. This would be the unions there sending a message to the new government that we're here, you need to listen to us and give us what we want. That will be followed by a two-day strike in France. 2018 is set to be the worst year in history for air traffic control strikes in Europe. Now, I think a lot of listeners would say, is that going to impact me? There's a big chance it will. And now we've only got one flight from Dublin to Nice, which is being cancelled this weekend. We're able to minimise the impact to Irish consumers because of we're an island. A lot of people aren't flying over France at this time of year. But wait another couple of months, and in the peak of the summer, every single day the French air traffic controllers go on strike, 70% of the flights over all of Europe get delayed. So it's going to be the worst year ever. In the month of May, we carried 12.5 million people, but we cancelled over 1,100 flights, and that was 200,000 Ryanair customers alone who had their flight cancelled. It's bad. It's going to get worse. The EU can do something about it. Each individual country can do something about it. The worst offenders are the French, followed by the Italians, the Germans.
What can the EU do about it?
What the EU could do about it is pass a law that any notice given for a strike has to move from a 24-hour notice to a 72-hour notice. That would give airlines, that would give airports, and that would give consumers enough time and more time to make alternative arrangements. Bear in mind, this is during the summer peak. You can't just say, I'll just jump on the next flight. Every flight is going to be very busy. That's the first thing they can do. The second thing the EU could do is do what Reagan did in the 1980s, where you can say, you know what, if the French air traffic controllers go on strike, and again, they're the worst offenders, let the Belgians, let the Irish, let the British run their airspace so that flights can continue. And then what each individual country can do is just improve the air traffic control shortages that exist. A bit of this is strikes. A bit of this is also just there's not enough air traffic controllers in Germany, in the UK and other countries around Europe, and that creates the restrictions. So it's strikes and staff shortages that are creating this chaos.
I'm struck that people listening, to an extent, all they'll care about is whether their flight is taking off. And if it doesn't take off, what happens?
If your flight doesn't take off, look, you're sitting up in Dublin Airport or Cork Airport and you're quite unhappy. What a consumer can do is you can move onto the next available flight, you can take a refund. We've done a huge amount of work and we've made it very easy for our customers to, you know, directly on the Ryanair app, you'll get an email straight away saying you can take a move, you can take this refund. And that's what customers can do. The vast majority of customers will do that the day before they travel, having gotten this notice. There's very clear EU legislation on this in terms of what passengers' rights are. But the strikes are targeted at the summer to make the biggest possible impact and disrupt families really heading on their summer plans.
So for people maybe who haven't booked flights yet, when is it going to get worse, did you say?
June will probably be the worst month. July will also be quite bad. It tends to ramp down then in August because all the French go on holidays themselves anyway. And then it will happen again towards October when people are going on holidays again.
And is the understanding then that by October the issue gets resolved, or
no? This has been going on for the past 20 years. So French air traffic controllers have brought Europe to a standstill for a couple of key weeks a year for the past 20 years, and I think this will continue. Emmanuel Macron is trying to force social reform in France, and everyone involved in the transportation area in France and the unions are sending him a message back. But look, the only loser in this is really the consumer who'll have their travel plans disrupted. It creates great difficulties at airports and makes them very, very busy, as you've got people who should have been out of the airport on their way to a destination who are still there. And for airlines, it's a big problem as well. We can fly around France, but you can only do that so much. Flights take longer, you use more fuel, and it's very, very difficult to manage. I think it's, you know, the EU a number of years ago did a great thing liberalising European aviation. They need to grab this nettle and actually do something about it. It would be the best thing they could possibly do for European consumers to say enough is enough. We're going to actually make some change here that's going to protect consumers.
All right. But look, for Ryanair customers, keep an eye on the texts and the emails. And as you said, look, you can move to the next flight and the options are there within the email they get, or get a refund. I have to ask you while you're here as well, Kenny, about this ad, the Ryanair ad, a student lying prostrate on a beach with an empty bottle beside him saying, you know, this could be you, book your leaving cert holiday, essentially. When I say I have to ask you about it, that's the whole point, isn't it?
It's a part of the point. Look, if we're still talking about it 3 days later, from my point of view as a marketing guy, that's a great thing. It's created record visits to the Ryanair website on Wednesday and Thursday. I think the particular picture we use will turn a lot of students off, and I think that's a good thing, because we certainly don't condone students drinking alcohol. But yeah, look, it wasn't an ad to begin with, because we don't do advertising, we're so cheap, but it was a tweet that we put out there. But look, I think if it serves that purpose that we're talking about it and people are more aware, that's a good thing.
Aware of what?
Aware that students should be very, very careful, focus on their exams, get the best possible results, go to university.
That wasn't the message, Kenny. All right, Kenny Jacobs, Ryanair's Chief Marketing Officer, thanks very much for coming into us.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.